From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Not every business has been struggling in the rocky U.S. economy. For the Golden Arches, the downturn has been a boon. Sales of the Big Mac and breakfast sandwiches are up, way up, and they help boost McDonald's to a record performance on Wall Street. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
At Chicago's Navy Pier, there's lots of restaurants where people can eat. Of course, this is a tourist spot. But there's always a steady line of customers at McDonald's, even for breakfast.
I'm Amanda Carroll. I am eating a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle with a hash brown and orange juice.
I'm Grandpa Bill Toole, and I'm eating an egg McMuffin and a senior coffee.
Three others at the table had breakfast sandwiches, too. McDonald's spokeswoman Heidi Barker says it's those types of meals that help boost sales for the world's largest restaurant chain to an overall global increase of 8% in July, and here in the U.S. to 6.7%.
Breakfast is widely popular in the U.S. We're the leader at breakfast. It's our most popular day part and most profitable day part in the U.S. Our new products, Southern-style chicken biscuit, a Southern-style chicken sandwich, and also there was a great promotion this summer with the Big Mac sandwich, and that helped to fuel the performance in July.
Restaurant analysts had expected McDonald's to do well, but not this well. Morningstar analyst John Owen says some casual dining establishments like Bennigan's, which filed for bankruptcy, have felt pressure from a slowing economy. Cash-strapped consumers hit with high fuel and grocery prices have been scaling back.
So what we've seen is some customers are trading down from those type of restaurants to fast food establishments like McDonald's. So to a degree, McDonald's has benefited from this.
Exactly what Bill Toole back at Navy Pier thinks.
And for $22, there's five of us that have eaten. And we've all had juice and coffee and everything that we wanted. For $22, that's not bad for five people.
What has also helped McDonald's bottom line grow is its dollar menu. But with a hike in the cost of commodities and menu prices that remain flat, analyst John Owen says change is likely. Even so, he expects McDonald's to do just as well next month, and one of the biggest reasons why is the convenience of the chain's locations.
And in this challenging consumer environment where people are concerned about how much gas they're using, usually if they want to go out to a restaurant, McDonald's is closer to them than its competitors.
McDonald's shares rose to an all-time high today on the New York Stock Exchange at nearly $64 a share after the company reported its July sales numbers. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.